Welcome to None of This Is Real,
the podcast for all things mysterious and weird.
I'm Doomsday Domini.
I'm Sarah Siegel. We're gonna do it this time. It's gonna happen.
This is the one. Happy spring, y'all.
Happy spring. Happy spring for me. Spring.
Happy spring, as in happy Sarah, because she's dressed. As in fact, she is the embodiment of spring.
I am the physical embodiment of spring at 39 years old.
You have sprung.
I sprung all over the place. I should have dressed as a chicken, a spring chicken.
I do have some chicken feathers from the chicken that used to live in our neighborhood.
Oh, well. But instead, I have a vine wrapped around my head and some flowers from the bouquet that you guys gave me on our birthday.
It keeps on giving. And today as we record this, it is the spring equinox, a.k.a. Yes.
The vernal equinox.
The vernal equinox, Ostara, the beginning of Aries season. It's the first day of the new year of the zodiac. It's a lot of new things.
And I do love spring. It is my favorite, maybe. I say that about every season when it starts.
Yeah, me too.
Even though I do have terrible allergies, and they've already begun.
So sneeze all over spring.
I will sneeze all over everything. I'll sneeze all over this podcast. If you hated editing my sniffles out before, just wait, baby. It's going to get worse.
Just wait till you hear this. But I would also like to point out that Sarah has green eyebrows because
I do.
She's springtime, and green eye makeup, and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could pull that off.
I didn't think I could. I tried to, actually, I know I can't pull off green hair. I've done that once, and it made me look sick. So, eyeshadow is one thing. Green hair didn't work.
Right.
Maybe it was just the wrong shade of green. It was, like, neon green.
Oh, I have a question. Oh, wait a minute. Oh.
What is it? I'm on all fours. What is it?
I'm so tired. Our Patreon. When does this episode come out?
The 24th? I don't know.
I have so many questions about where I am.
Wait, what is today?
Who I am. What
it's
is
Saturday.
Happening? Okay. So about a week from when this comes out, our Patreon is going to have some special content coming out in April. I'll just say in April because I cannot keep track of specific dates.
We don't know when is now, what is happening, who are we?
So many questions. We've told you time and again, time's not linear, so if you don't know by now.
It's very true.
But in the linear realm, April is when our exclusive content is going to come out on Patreon. Oh, Lord, help me.
Yeah, what's the first one? Is the first one a rant or is the first one a test?
The demon test.
Oh, no, y'all.
And it is a doozy.
Yeah.
D-O-O-Z.
Mm-hmm. Boy, is it one.
Well, what happened was we thought it was going to be amusing and entertaining to take a test that was like, are you a demon or are you possessed or something?
Are you possessed? Yeah.
And we thought it was going to be silly and we were going to make fun of it. And it, as we take it, we see that it is not so problematic.
But you should still listen. We had fun anyway.
Well, it was interesting to talk about. So check that out. And we'll just keep you posted on all the exclusive content we got coming out.
Oh, yeah. So much of us angry.
Angry and laughing about it. You know how we do.
That's what we have to do.
Well, hey.
Hey.
Did anything weird or mysterious happen to you lately?
Yes. So we wanted to go camping because the weather was incredible last weekend. But all the campgrounds that are open are full because everyone else had the same idea. We were like, damn, bummed out. And then a friend of ours was like, hey, my friend has some property out on the outskirts of town. We can go camping there. And we're like, perfect. And apparently I had met these people before, but I didn't, it was years ago. And I was like, don't remember. So we showed up And they have kids, and so there were, like, five kids running around. It was great. We had a war with sports equipment. They tied me up with a jump rope, and I ran around dragging children behind me. It was so much fun. But the their mother wasn't there. She was out of town. She got back the next morning, and I met her, apparently for the second time, and I was like, oh, yeah, you look familiar. Her name is also Sarah. She will be 39 this year, okay? Then we're like, she grew up in Kernersville, also known as K-Vegas. And I was like, we have to know some of the same people. Like, we have to know some of the same people. There's no way. And but we're both like, I don't remember anybody's name to say right now. So later in the conversation, I was like talking about how I was an AG and then I was an HAG in middle school. And she was like, wait a minute, me too. And she goes, did you go to Wiley? And I said, yes, I did. And it turns out she was a year behind us at Wiley.
Oh, and my God.
Her first kiss, a guy named Will, was I also went out with in I think it was freshman year or sophomore year of high school.
Y'all kissed the same guy.
Isn't that funny? And I was like, this is crazy. And we were leaving and she was like, I'm just gonna say I love you. And I was like, hey, I love you too.
That's so cool.
Yes, it was a magical weekend. Anyway, so that was weird and cool and exciting. New friends. Yay.
Yay for new friends.
I haven't made one of those in a long time. Except for all you turkey buzzards. Y'all are all my friends and I love you. So what weird thing are you going to tell me about?
You know what? I had a similar experience. It wasn't that cool with that many similarities, but, well, actually, there were a lot of similarities. I got to hang out with a friend, too, for the first time in fucking ever because, you know, things that happened in the world. But, yeah, there's a woman here that I just was, like, acquaintances with, and she is an artist and she was selling some of her paint. She was like going through old paintings and like cleaning them out. And she did an Instagram story sale. And she was like, well, you're in town. So why don't we meet up and have coffee sometime? And I'll just give them to you. And I was like, oh, meeting a person.
I think I can do that.
Is it Christmas? Okay. So, so yeah, we met up at a coffee shop where we could sit outside. And she's really cool, and I think we'll hang out again. So, yay for meeting people and
yay for re-meeting friends. People. Right, yeah.
I feel like I'm a butterfly emerging from my cocoon in the springtime.
Oh, we're all emerging from a cocoon, and we're all getting vaccinated so we can fly around together.
Whee! Bunch of vaccinated butterflies.
I think once I get my vaccine, I'm going to stop dressing up because I feel like that would be a good way to wrap this whole thing up since this was my pandemic therapy.
Yes. Yeah. You won't have to go through the effort anymore. We have so many looks.
So many looks. I'm running out of looks. Not really. I could probably do so many more.
I feel like you're never really going to run out of looks, but.
No, I'm never.
It'll save you some time in the morning.
That, and then, you know, when we finally get up the mountain and we're together, we'll have lots of other fun stuff to post.
Oh, something else weird happened, and it's a little embarrassing, but I'm going to tell you anyway really quick.
Okay.
So, you know the creek by my house? You've been in it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have been in it.
You can get in it. You can walk across it. It's fine. It's a creek. It's no big deal. It's a creek. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's a fairly large for a creek. So anyway, we went on a walk the other day and we had to cross the creek because we walked on the other side of it to get home. And I was getting impatient. I was getting a little hungry. I was like, I want to get home. We go to the part of the creek where you've been to. And I was like, this is where we always get in. And this is where we always cross. And we had both dogs. But it had rained all night and all morning.
Yeah.
And it was like raging and I was like,
oh no,
we can still get across, we can I almost freaking died. Like, you can't don't mess with that stuff, y'all. It doesn't matter if you've crossed it 100 times if it has just rained.
Be careful, water is powerful.
Oh my God. So I got in there and I had the dogs were on leashes, thank goodness, but like I had Puck and I was carrying him. And I had my phone and stuff in a fanny pack around my neck so that I could get in there. And, you know, we had, like, all our clothes on, shoes, everything. And we're stepping in this creek getting all soaking wet just because we wanted to get home. Yeah. And I get in there and I put Puck down because I thought he could make it. And he starts floating away, like carried away. Puck! So I'm pulling him by his leash and I got down to grab him. And then I fell on my butt and I'm up to like, I was up to my neck. I grabbed my fanny pack with my mouth and I was like holding it up so my phone didn't get wet. And I'm grabbing the dog and I hurt my leg like 2 weeks ago. No. I've been, like my leg's been, something happened. Anyway. So I'm like, ow, ow, ow. And Jay was like holding his hand like, what do you want me to help? Can I get you? Can I get the dog? Right. So I gave him the dog and got myself up. But it was so scary. I was like, what if we didn't have them on a leash? I felt so bad.
Puck would have just floated down the creek. Oh, no.
Poor baby. And so finally we did it in a different spot and it was fine. But y'all don't mess around with that.
Don't mess around with the creek, with moving water.
Also, y'all, don't mess around with fire, because you might spontaneously combust.
Oh! Ooh,
guess what we're talking about today?
What a pivot!
Thank you. And it's just the elements. Y'all have respect for the elements.
Yes, that is good advice. Respect the elements, or you will... Your dog will get washed away.
Your dog will wash away in a raging creek, or you'll spontaneously combust. So we're talking about spontaneous combustion today.
That's right. And we're going to do it. We're doing it.
Whew, it's kind of disturbing. First, I'm going to tell you about a few famous cases, and then she's got science turds ready to poop out. So
I'm going to poop them all over the place. And I got some wild theories to share. So
oh, you have theories too?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, so many theories. So maybe my part will be a little less upsetting.
Mine's upsetting, so we'll just get that over with. So I'll tell you my sources. My sources are: first, Irish case of death by spontaneous combustion from bbc.com. spontaneous human combustion, 5 apparent instances that no one can explain, by Kashmir Gander. The mysterious fiery death of Jeannie Safin, and A Fire Within by Jackie Rosenheck. Oh, and of course, as always, forever and ever,
Wikipedia.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know. Okay.
Who cares?
So I'm going to talk about what they say is the first... Mm-hmm. Irish case of SHC, otherwise known as spontaneous human combustion.
Okay.
I think people got tired of typing it because a lot of the articles just say SHC. I can't say it.
Yes, okay. Mine too. All my sources also did that.
In December of 2010, an Irish coroner ruled that a man who burned to death in his home died as a result of spontaneous combustion. So the coroner, Dr. Kieran McLaughlin, said it was the first time in 25 years of investigating deaths that he had recorded such a verdict. So that was the first for him too.
Okay.
The victim was a 76-year-old man named Michael Faraday, and forensic experts found that a fire in the fireplace of the sitting room where the badly burnt body was found had not been the cause of his death. Now, an investigation found that no trace of an accelerant had been found, and there was nothing to suggest foul play. So they were kind of mystified.
Right.
Mr. Faraday, the victim, had been found lying on his back with his head facing the fireplace. The fire itself had been confined to the sitting room, and the only damage was to the body, which was totally burnt, the ceiling above him and the floor beneath him. So the damage was right, like, on him, the ceiling right above, floor just beneath. No other damage.
No other damage. Got it.
weird. So
very weird.
That was the first. That's my first one. It's a bit of a listicle, I guess. My second case of spontaneous human combustion is the woman who roared like a dragon.
Oh, wow.
This is sad and gross.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm ready.
Get ready.
I think.
On September 15th, 1982, Jeannie Safin, a 61-year-old woman, was at home with her father and brother-in-law. So her father, Jack, her brother-in-law, Don. Okay. It was a perfectly normal, peaceful evening with nothing out of the ordinary. And so they were all just chilling, about to eat dinner. Jack was in the kitchen getting everything ready. Jeannie was sitting in her usual chair at the table. And then at some point, Jack saw a bright flash from the corner of his eye and turned around and saw his daughter on fire.
Oh my God, that's very disturbing. Okay.
Seriously, can you imagine? So her family... I don't want to. Oh, sorry, I'm going to make you do it. So her family...
Damn it.
Reported that she was just sitting there calmly in her, with her hands in her lap as the flames got bigger, and she didn't cry out. She didn't scream. She was just sitting there while the flames consumed.
What the fuck? Wait, she didn't like get up or do anything.
Mm-mm. No, she just sat there.
What the hell?
The only noise she made was when the fire reached her face.
Oh God.
She like belched out flames, and her brother-in-law said that the flames were, quote, coming from her mouth like a dragon and making a roaring noise.
What the actual fuck? What year was this?
82.
1982.
In September of 80. So we were just like 6 or 7 months old when this happened.
We didn't have any clue that people could belch fire.
Oh, thank God. I don't want to know that as a baby.
Oh, I can't. This is, whoa, okay.
I'm imagining it's from some air being forced up or something, but still, like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So Jack and Don sprang into action. They managed to douse her with fire, with water from the kitchen. And Jeannie was still alive at this point, but she was really badly burned. So they rushed her to the burn unit at the hospital.
Okay.
She slipped into a coma, unfortunately, and she died 8 days later. So like I said, at no point did she cry out in pain.
I don't know.
But she just
that.
Sat there like she was in a trance or something. And another strange thing was that her clothes were reportedly only slightly singed in places, and they weren't completely burned like you would maybe
expect. That doesn't make any sense.
So weird. When investigators examined the scene, they thought some of the details were very odd. Obviously, they noticed that, for one thing, both the chair Jeannie had been sitting in and the adjacent walls were unmarked and undamaged by fire or smoke, and they could not find any obvious source of ignition for the fire.
What the fuck? So it was like coming from inside of her.
I mean, yeah, that's what they say, right? Like,
that's what it sounds like, yeah.
They did say the nearest source of flame could have been the pilot light on the gas stove that was 5 feet away, but she was nowhere near it, and it had, like, a protective hood that would have prevented it from igniting anything, even a person standing right next to it. Also, you know, her dad and her brother-in-law were in the kitchen, so, like...
Right.
They would have noticed something like that.
You would think.
And also, Don, her brother-in-law, said that the pilot light wasn't even on at the time. So that's...
Okay.
So I don't know. It probably wasn't that.
Sure.
They also wondered if it could have been Jack, because he liked to smoke a pipe once in a while, and maybe a stray ember fell, like, but...
Right. That's what I was thinking about the first guy, like, maybe a... something popped out of the fire and landed on him.
But how many times has that happened to you when you're smoking, right? Like a little ember lands on you and you're like, oh, and you brush it off and it's gone. Like that seems so freaking unlikely.
That seems less likely than an actual fire in a fireplace.
They both agreed that he hadn't been smoking a pipe. They were like, well, he wasn't even smoking his pipe. So
okay. Moot point then.
They don't know.
Okay.
So it's a mystery. My third case is about a physician named Dr. John Irving Bentley, which is a very classy Ooh. Name.
Right proper. Yeah.
Right proper. So on December 5th, 1966, this is also kind of gross, the lower leg and slippered foot of the 92-year-old retired physician, Dr. John Irving Bentley, were discovered next to the toilet in his Pennsylvania home. And it was surrounded by a pile of ash beneath his walker.
Okay.
So he combusted in the bathroom.
So many poop jokes that I'm not going to make.
They'd be funny if it didn't involve a man's death, so.
I'm still laughing. Sorry.
But you're laughing anyway.
Yep. I am a horrible person. Moving on.
We already knew. We're both awful. On that day, a gas company meter man named Don Gosnell went to the home of the 92-year-old Bentley. That sounds like a really old car. Sorry.
Vintage Bentley.
He went into the basement to read the meter, and he found a pile of ashes down there on the floor, and there was a strange odor in the room. I bet there was.
Wait. So he found ash in the basement.
Mm-hmm. And when he looked up, he saw there was a hole in the basement ceiling. So.
Oh, okay.
He was like, oh, what's this? So he went upstairs to check. And he found in the bathroom that there were some remains of Dr. Irving Bentley.
Yeah.
The remains were his metal walker, which he'd been using to apparently get to the bathroom, part right. of his head, and part of his leg in a boot, but everything else had been turned to ash. Irving had apparently died of a fire hot enough to burn through the floor, but not potent enough to ignite the entire house, which is so weird to me. It also was unable to melt his walker or blister the paint on the nearby bathtub. So they never really figured out why that happened to him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now my last one is a case of a woman named Mary Reeser. And this is probably one of the most popular ones. It's the one I had heard of and seen pictures of before. She was 62 years old, considered one of the most famous cases. At roughly 8 a.m. on July 2nd, 1951, Reeser's landlady, I love this name, her name was Pansy Carpenter.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
How cute is she? She came to Reeser's door at her apartment in St. Petersburg, Florida, with a telegram. It's
precious.
It's all so cute until
this part. Go ahead. Do it.
Till this part. So she tried the door and she noticed that the metal doorknob was really warm to the touch, and she called the police because obviously Mary couldn't answer. She was not able to do so.
Yeah.
They found her remains. They thought she had been sitting in an easy chair when the incident happened. Her left foot was still wearing a slipper, and that was intact. And weirdly, only the corner of the room and the chair that she had been sitting in had been burnt. Kind of like in the other stories, nothing else was damaged, just one area. Super weird.
Very weird.
And the apartment's walls were covered with a greasy substance.
Oh.
And I don't know what the greasy substance was. I didn't find that out. It's
probably like, you know, when you cook meat or bacon or whatever.
Okay.
It's human grease. I'm so grossed out right now.
I don't want to think about what that is like. Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
So firemen, police, and pathologists examined her remains, and they also found her... This is nasty, y'all. You can skip ahead if you don't want to hear some gory, okay? Skip ahead like 30 seconds.
Okay, I'm skipping.
You can't skip it. Her,
damn it.
They found her liver, which was fused to a lump of vertebrae, and her skull, which had been shrunk to the size of a baseball.
Now, come on.
Yeah. They said they thought... Yeah, well, I read a couple articles. So they said that it had been shrunk to the size of a baseball by the heat, And then someone else was talking about, like, that they had examined it further just to be sure they weren't just looking at it that way because it was missing all the other features. And they were like, no, it's smaller. Like, it's actually smaller. What?
Ew. Okay.
I don't know how that works. All right.
I don't want to know how it works. Let's be real here.
And then the FBI got involved, and they eventually declared that Reeser had been incinerated by the wick effect, which I didn't say anything else about because I thought you might talk about it. So
I am going to talk about the wick effect. Good
job. So, cliffhanger!
You don't have to hang too long. I'll tell you in a minute.
No, but I will ask you, is any of that real?
Oh, Lord. I mean, yeah, people really burn to death. That part's real. It's real gross. It's real disturbing.
It's one of those things where you're just like, that really happens? And then last night, maybe this is another reason I had trouble sleeping.
Oh, no.
I kept thinking about what it would be like if you just went over to somebody's house or walked in a room where friend had been hanging out and they were all of a sudden just a pile of ashes with like a foot or something.
Oh, dear Lord.
My brain. I can't.
Well, I can't. I'm not going to be able to stop thinking about that lady just sitting there calmly while she burns. For some reason, that's just really stuck in my craw.
I hate it. I hate it. Is it gumming up your works?
It's gumming up my works, y'all.
All right. So I'll explain some stuff to you. Maybe it'll make us feel a little bit better.
Please. I'm disturbed.
I am also very deeply disturbed. I'm going to cite my sources.
Okay.
A Scientific Explanation for Spontaneous Human Combustion by Terry Sundquist. Spontaneous Human Combustion, Facts and Theories by Benjamin Radford. It's getting hot in here.
Wait, what? Did Nelly write this?
Yes.
Did Nelly write your article?
It could have been Nelly because it was on like Ohio State University's website. It's getting hot in here. A look into spontaneous human. I can't say it. When I found it, I was like, I both deeply want to and don't want to have to cite this source.
But here we are.
Here we are. You get it. I can't say it again. By Lash.80. So I don't know if this is like a student or if it's Nelly.
It's Nelly. Nelly didn't want to put his real name.
Thank you, Nelly, for all the things you have contributed to our culture. All right. Spontaneous Human Combustion by Robert Todd Carroll. Spontaneous Human Combustion, A Brief History by Garth Haslam from AnomalyInfo.com, which I recommend is a fun, amazing website, which I will be using for future topics, I'm sure. Okay. First thing that'll make you feel better. Obviously, spontaneous human combustion is extremely rare. So we're good. I think we're good here. It is estimated that only 200 cases have happened worldwide since it was first described in scientific literature in the late 17th century.
Well, that's
really, really rare. That's billions of people that have lived since, the late 1600s? We're good. And here's a fun fact.
Fun fact alert!
Fun fact alert. Charles Dickens wrote about SHC and Herman Melville, and in the mockumentary Spinal Tap, two of their former drummers both died from spontaneous human combustion.
Wow, that is really rare.
So it's both very rare and also obviously part of the zeitgeist. I think it's because it's terrifying, and you're like, oh my god, it's spontaneous. It could happen at any minute. I can't stop thinking about it. I can't sleep. All right, so there are a set of criteria to meet the definition. So I've got seven criterias. Number one, the surroundings near the body are undamaged by the fire, even though some of the material is quite combustible. No obvious sources of fuel that would explain the fire, thus spontaneous, just like all of yours. Number two, there is a heat or ignition source near the remains, like a wood-burning stove, a candle, cigarette, even a water heater. Number three, the middle third of the body is completely consumed by the fire, but the extremities are relatively unscathed.
Oh, hence the, like, foot in a slipper and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Clothing in the midsection is destroyed while the remaining clothing is still intact. These burn patterns are opposite of those associated with typical fire injuries, where it's usually the feet or the hands or the head that have more damage than the midsection. Number four, the damage is usually restricted to one person, although there are two reported cases of SHC that have claimed multiple victims. In 1779, a couple was found dead in their home. And then more recently, a dog succumbed to carbon monoxide poisoning when his owner was consumed by combustion. Yeah.
I think that couple was us. We were a couple in the 1700s, and we spontaneously combusted together.
You know, that makes a lot of sense.
Doesn't it?
That feels right.
Okay.
Number five. Autopsy results and toxicology and histopathology, I think I said that right, reports indicate that the burning occurred post-mortem. Autopsies usually show a recent heart attack or stroke or alcohol-related incapacitation or coma. That is one of the possible criteria. Six, there are no signs of suspicious activity. Seven, typical victims are elderly, obese women in North America or Western Europe with a history of alcohol dependency, often socially underprivileged or isolated.
Oh, okay.
That's definitely the saddest one. And that, I don't know about all of the other stuff, but it seems like a lot of the victims are elderly.
Your insides just get hotter and hotter as you get old.
It's menopause. It's the ultimate hot flash. Oh, so sorry. Oh my God, that just made me remember this sweatshirt that my pawpaw, the one I was talking about earlier, the Irish pawpaw, he bought my mom a sweatshirt when she was going through menopause that said, "It's not a hot flash, it's a power surge." And she was like, "Dad, why?" Oh,
I'm gonna get you one. I'm gonna get us some that say it's getting hot in
here. Oh God! With a picture of Nelly and like an old lady on fire.
But with Nelly, with a walker on old Nelly.
Old Nelly.
Oh, and a lady on fire next to him.
Oh my God! Okay, got it.
Can't wait.
Sorry, I had to write that down. All right. So, now I'm going to get to the theories, and they are in no particular order. I was like, I'll do, like, least believable to most believable. I'll try to put them in sort of categories. No, there was too many, and it was too tiring. So you're just getting them how you're getting them.
Okay.
I'm going to start off with probably the worst one, because it made me mad, which is the old dependable chestnut, punishment from God.
Oh, yeah. It's like being struck by lightning.
Right. That's another theory. Lightning strikes. It could just be those people. Yeah. That is also another theory, interestingly enough. Okay. So it's because you're either just a grade A asshole or a drunkard. So that's cool. Or because God is vengeful and jealous, and you shall have no other gods before him, so you will burn up dead because you either aren't devout enough or you've been hanging out with old Beelzebub, you know.
I mean, if that were true, so many people would spontaneously combust.
Right?
It would not be rare.
No, it would be way less rare. So that's a fun judgment from religion. Okay, so there's also the idea that, quote, movements of vital humors or blood particles within the body can spark an involuntary fire.
Humors, huh?
Mm-hmm. We're going way far back with the humor talk. Although, the direction we're going these days, where people think germ theory isn't real, I wouldn't be surprised if people aren't talking about humors. Okay, not going to get on a toadstool about science denial. All right, could be flammable phosphates inside your body or gastrointestinal gases that, quote, interact poorly when released from an individual. So
it's a fart?
It's a fire fart. It's a fire fart.
Okay.
Or there are bacteria inside of your body and they're the ones having fire farts, which is causing you to have
an internal fire fart.
Yeah.
I hate terrifying. That.
So, like you said, lightning strikes, also sunspots and cosmic storms. Sure, why not? Throw that in there.
Sure.
If you don't like that, we've got the theory that a person can be so depressed that they will simply catch fire. And if that were true, I would have been a pile of ashes before my 25th birthday.
So many of us would be.
Right? And if the depression doesn't do it to you, you can also be so stressed that you burst into flames. Again, I would be dead. It could also be a buildup of the body's vibrational energy. Ooh. So don't vibrate so hard. You're going to catch fire. Watch out, ladies. All right. According to some dude named Larry Arnold, sometimes human cells are hit by a particle called the pyrotron, which causes a nuclear chain reaction in your guts. I wrote colloquially known as bubble guts. I don't remember writing that. Okay. Something called maser induction, like laser with an M, which stands for microwave amplification by stimulated emission of radiation.
Okay.
Geomagnetism and kundalini, which is a form of yoga. So don't do that too much or you might catch fire.
I have a hard time believing that the people that I described were doing kundalini. Like this
on
lady
the toilet
was,
with his walker.
This that one lady was sitting at the kitchen table waiting for her elderly father to fix dinner, and she was doing kundalini at the table. I'm not convinced.
Totally.
Okay.
I'm totally convinced. Something about hydrogen and oxygen remaining as gases in your cells, and these ignite. So don't breathe. I don't know. We're all going to spontaneously combust. More realistically, there's the idea that it is arson or a murderer trying to get rid of the evidence. Less realistically, from Michael Harrison's book Fire from Heaven, he lists telepathy, auras, people with unusually strong magnetic fields, geography, ritual dancing, which could cause an extreme emotional state and thus cause you to spontaneously combust.
No. I believe that, sir.
Right. Yeah, or it could be ley lines. Somebody actually made a map of lines, of ley lines, that intersected with people who combusted. I don't know. I didn't want to go down that rabbit hole.
Okay.
And, of course, aliens.
Oh, my God. How could we possibly forget aliens?
How could we possibly?
Aliens and Satan. That's...
Of course. It's always aliens
always
and Satan.
Into everything.
Yeah. Yep. And now I'm to the actual science turds now. Some of those out. That was all the not-so-scientific theories.
Those weren't scientific?
No, I don't think so. Okay, so while human combustion is a reality in forensics, apparently, they don't call it spontaneous because they don't think it's spontaneous. They refer to it as isolated body combustion or isolated central body combustion, which is still just as many syllables, so no thank you. And there is also the fact that many fires are self-limiting. So, like, we think that the image of a fire is just this huge, all-consuming thing, but is actually totally possible for something in your house, a piece of furniture, whatever, to burn without the fire spreading to anything else. Because fire burns up instead of out. So, like, it's totally possible that they would naturally just run out of fuel and put themselves out. This brings us to the wick effect. We're here! You can stop hanging off the cliff. Basically, it means that your clothing acts as a wick, and your fat is like candle wax or fuel. Your fat is the most flammable thing in your body. Which is gross to think about.
Me.
Yeah. But also soft tissue, bone, and marrow can become dehydrated and will burn if they're exposed to flames long enough, obviously.
So stay hydrated, my friends.
Everybody, keep drinking water. There have been several controlled experiments that support the wick effect theory and show that once your body is ignited, body fat wrapped in layers of skin and light clothing can burn very slowly with no visible flame. So the fire could be happening for quite a while under your clothes, I guess, until... Oh, I can't. This is too much.
You
all
see
right.
My face. I,
don't
have
I
no
see
words.
Your face.
Please continue.
So because the fire would be sustained just as long as the fuel is available and it's burning so slowly, it's unlikely to be hot enough to burn other stuff near it. So that would explain all of that, you know, the wallpaper, the other things not catching on fire, furniture. One of these experiments was at the California Criminalistic Institute, where Dr. John DeHaan wrapped a dead pig in a blanket and poured some gasoline on the blanket and lit it on fire. After 5 hours of continuous burning, everything was destroyed. And this works because the fat content of a pig is very similar to the fat content of a human being. And according to Dr. DeHaan, the damage to the pig is, quote, exactly the same as that from spontaneous human combustion. There's also the sad idea that since a lot of the victims are elderly and live alone, they could have died and not been found for a while, and the gases and stuff produced during decomposition could be ignited by an external source.
Yeah, because you said some of them had burned post-mortem.
Yeah, a lot of them don't have evidence of smoke inhalation. One guy, Brian J. Ford, says that bodies combust because of a high concentration of acetone, and I'm going to quote him directly because I don't really understand what I'm saying. But I'm going to give it to you anyway. There is one flammable constituent of the body that can greatly increase in concentration. Oh, I should have tried to say this aloud. Triacylglycerol lipids? Sure. Cleave to form fatty acid chains and glycerol. The fatty acids can be used as an alternative source of energy through beta oxidation, giving rise to the key metabolic molecule acetyl-CoA. I'm sorry, science people. This helps drive the energy-producing Krebs cycle within the mitochondria of cells. If the cells are starved, which can occur during chronic illness or even during a workout at the gym, acetyl-CoA in the liver is converted into, oh my god, isotoacetate, which can decarboxylate into acetone. And acetone is highly flammable. A range of conditions can produce ketosis, in which acetone is formed, including alcoholism, high-fat, low-carb, dieting, diabetes, and even teething. So I read all of that to tell you, if you're listening and you're on the keto diet, watch your ass because you might catch fire.
Be careful. Get a fire extinguisher and carry it around with you at all times.
Yes, stay hydrated. So
please stay hydrated.
Sorry for subjecting everyone to hearing me struggle through lots of big science words, but there was no way I couldn't even understand that to summarize it. I was like, just quote him. Okay. One more thing. If you are as skeptical as me and not necessarily satisfied by any of those answers, let's ask ourselves some questions real quick.
Oh, let's.
Okay. So why don't animals spontaneously combust? Or at the very least, our closest genetic relatives, bonobos or other primates?
Because they're hydrated and they're not on a keto diet.
That's exactly it.
Okay,
that's why. End of episode. No. Why is it so rare? That's a great question. Why are there very few eyewitnesses and no videos, or, you know, why is there no more corroborating accounts?
Right.
And it could be because there is no evidence that spontaneous human combustion is a real phenomenon. And there are have no been any proven theories or explanations. Okay? There have no been. Oh, God, I'm tired of my own voice. Is any of that real?
Yes, it is. Ley lines. It's ley lines.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
You had me at ley lines. If you live on or near a ley line, get out of there if you can. If you can't get out, stay hydrated.
Stop drinking alcohol. Go to church. Don't do any kundalini yoga or the keto diet.
There you go.
We've solved all the problems. We've figured it out.
Do you want to ask the Magic 8-Ball anything further?
Oh, gosh. Just ask the Magic 8-Ball, is spontaneous human combustion a real phenomenon? I don't know what to call it. A real cause of death? A real bummer? Is it a real bummer? I'm bummed. It's a bummer.
Yes, it is a real bummer. Okay, Magic 8-Ball. Is spontaneous human combustion a real cause of death?
Is it?
Yes.
Damn. Now yes, I have another thing for my anxiety to grasp hold of and tell me in the middle of the night.
Isn't it great?
Magic 8-Ball.
Burn right up.
I don't want to burn right up.
At least it's rare.
Okay, it's very rare.
Wow, sorry about that real bummer, but hey, stay hydrated. It's rare. You're going to be fine. I really think we're all going to be fine, turkey buzzards.
You know it. Well, we're so going to be fine. We're not going to stay up at night thinking about this. No, none of us.
Not at all. But if you do, please write us an email about it.
Yes, please.
Our email is noneofthisisrealpodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can DM us on Instagram and look at all the weird stuff we post. And I put pictures of the new Patreon exclusive merch up last week or sometime. I don't know. It's on there. We're on TikTok doing dumb shit.
Yeah, the TikTok's going to get dumber, too, when we're able to see each other more. So go ahead and preemptively
get
up in there.
Get up in there.
We are really good at transitions.
You saw it before it was cool. Oh, we're so good at all this cool stuff that kids are doing. But also, there's Patreon. Like I just said, exclusive merch. Coming up, exclusive content. Get on it, please, and thank you.
Oh, Redbubble. There is also merch on Redbubble. If you look up None of This Is Real on Redbubble, there's merch that anybody can have.
Anybody
to the public.
Nelly can have some if he wants.
Nelly, if you're listening, we should make some little band-aids with our
logo. Oh my gosh. All right. So many merch ideas. I'm taking notes. Nelly.
Okay. Yes.
Rate and review. Do that too, please. That would be really cool. Tell your friends. Yeah. Tell your foes.
Tell the dogs next door that won't stop barking when you podcast.
Oh, please tell them all kinds of stuff.
Let everybody know. And thank you, Michaela Daly on a Gil Davis, for the theme song.
Yes, thank you, because obviously we needed some help. We shouldn't write the theme song.
No, because it would sound like whatever our Wikipedia stuff is every week that we do. Other than that, y'all, I want to wish you a very happy spring and remind you that you don't have to believe any of the things we just talked about.
Oh my God, no, please don't believe it, because you will not be able to sleep. But sleep well, and believe all over yourself. No, that's not what I say, shit. But you do have to believe on yourself.
Believe all over yourself.
Jesus Christ. All right.
And stay hydrated.
Please stay hydrated. We love you. We don't want you to burn up.
Bye. Bye.
I feel like an end like that. Can it end like that?
Oh, let's listen to it.
Yeah.